They called him Stonewall. A Life of Lieutenant General T.J. Jackson, CSA. By Burke Davis. Man that is born of woman, and enlisteth in Jackson's army, is of few days and short rations. Confederate Proverb. Dedication to Angela. Acknowledgement. For aid in writing this book, I am indebted to my wife, Evangeline, critic, goad, and typist, to Letty Rogers, grammarian, stylist, and indispensable consultant, to Carol G. Bowen and Mattie Strawn, who proposed it, to Robert D. Loomis, its enthusiastic editor, to the Confederate Museum and the Valentine Museum of Richmond, to the Southern Historical Collection of the University of North Carolina Library, to the North Carolina Department of Archives and History, to the Greensboro Public Library, in particular, Olivia Burwell and Irene Hester, to the libraries of the Woman's College, University of North Carolina, and of Guilford College. I am also indebted to North Carolinians who open their private libraries to allow use of valuable books or manuscripts, among them Keith F. Cooper, Mrs. Edgar C. Garber, Mrs. C. T. Lipscomb, Mrs. Mary R. Lomax, and Mrs. Henry Myers. For contributions neither literary nor historical, I am indebted to my neighbors, Eve and Floyd Hugh Craft of Melwood, to Joseph B. Stevens, M.D., and his Elixir for Burdened Writers, and to Miles H. Wolfe, a helpful and understanding newspaper editor. Burke Davis, Cornwallis House, Guilford College, North Carolina. Book 1. If This Valley Is Lost, Virginia Is Lost. Jackson. Prologue. John Brown's Body. It had been a long wait.